Good morning, good morning, good morning, my brothers, my sisters in the Lord. I welcome you all to what is the message? What is the message of the Lord? Today, Thursday of the 27th week in ordinary time, year A. Our first reading is taken from Galatians chapter 3, verses 1 to 5. And our gospel reading for today is Luke's gospel, chapter 11, verses 5 to 13. If we have faith in Christ Jesus, hence, if we believe in Yahweh, the protector and giver of life, then you must ask for a renewal of his spirit. That is, we must pray and ask for strengthening of our contacts and contract with the Holy Spirit, because the wisdom of the Spirit guides our feet into the way of peace. Saint John Henry Newman says, "To live is to change, and to be perfect is to have changed often." In other words, the one who is refilled with and has the fullness of the Holy Spirit is inspired and becomes aware of how and what to ask the Lord. He or she would know when and where to search for the Lord. And when he or she knocks, he or she would be moved and led by the Spirit into the domain of God's gifts and blessings. The prophet Isaiah says in chapter 11, verses 2 to 3, that we shall be led not by our eyes or ears, but by the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of wisdom, understanding and counsel, and the Spirit of might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. Thus, when led by the Spirit, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness and goodness and faithfulness of the Lord shall be ours. My brothers, my sisters, let us allow the Spirit to lead us. When we are led by the Spirit, we are able to ask him to look for the Lord, and we will surely find the Lord. And when the Lord is with us, he will surely bestow his blessings upon us. May the Spirit be with you today. May the Spirit direct you today and help you in all that you do through Christ our Lord. May he bless you today in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Remember to pray for me, Father Anthony Uche. God bless you.